We are in Siman Shin Samach Vav. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hay. Siv Dalet. Tzarech Litan Kol HaErev B'Kli Echad. The entire Erev has to be sitting in one vessel. You can't have it in separate ones, because Erev means mixed. If you have it separate, then they're not mixed. Now, that doesn't mean you need a Kli. You can have the whole thing sitting. You can have a loaf of bread or a bunch of bread piled up one on another. But if you're going to have a Kli, it should be one Kli and not two. To go and put it in two kelim, unless you put it in one and it got too full, so you put it in the second one. Some say that if this happened at a time that you had a bigger kli and you chose to use two smaller ones instead, that it doesn't help. The halacha is both kelim have to be in one house and dafke in that matzav. Now, therefore, when you're putting the Erev in a shul, you should not divide it into two batei knesses, into two shuls, but they should really put it in the big shul. It's knesses agadol. Sifhei, tzarech shlo yakbit shum echad mehem alei ruvo, im yochenu chavero. No person could be makbit if someone else would eat it. Remember, there's supposed to be shutfim in this. So if anyone's makbit on the other one, it won't work. V'mein makbit en Erev, l'chein tzarech lizor, don't you be ma'ar with something that you need for the sake of Shabbos, because someone else, you won't let someone else come and take a bite out of it. So you're not supposed to use something that you were metakin. Now, if you say that you're not makbid, so we're allowed to be ma'arif. Now, what happens if you wanted to eat it on Shabbos and someone stopped you? So there the halach is, as long as ben hashmoshes, the Erev was chal, because people weren't makbid on one another. Even if they later decide to be makbid, that wouldn't ruin the Erev.